What's up, everybody? Paul Hickey here with your data-driven daily tip. Today, I'm pumped to be talking to you about fixing a problem that might be plaguing a lot of you on your websites lately. And my team and I know that because we've found several of you that your Google Maps are not working on your website. They're broken. And you may or may not know why, and it's because Google updated their API key requirements and restrictions to where now, if you want to have any kind of Google based maps display on your website, whether it's for a location search or just to kind of show off how fancy you are and how many different cities you've done business or countries around the world that you've done business in, you need an API key. And so today's data-driven daily tip is going to be to show you and talk you through, for those of you listening on the podcast, how to create your own new Google Maps API key. So first thing you're going to do is go to developers.google.com and go to consoles.developers.google.com, and you're going to go to Google APIs, and you're going to create a new project, okay? And when you create a new project, basically all you need to do is name your project. Just name it the name of your website. It's going to take a second. It's going to enable the Google Maps API. It'll say enabling API. And you name it, and then you have application restrictions, keep none selected in your case, because you're gonna wanna use it on your website, and then you click submit or create, and then it's gonna create your API key. You're gonna copy it, and you're gonna paste it into your website or give it to your developer. If you're running a WordPress website, you should have a theme that allows you to just paste it directly into the theme, and if you don't know what else to do with it, get it to your developer. And if that developer is us, then we are pumped to have your business. And if it's not us, hit me up at paul@datadriven.design and we can talk about it being us. For more free digital marketing tips, go to dataoveropinions.com. To continue listening on the podcast, go to datadrivenpodcast.com. To listen on Alexa, go to datadrivendaily.com. And to watch more YouTube videos and subscribe to the YouTube channel, go to YouTube.com/Paul Hickey. This has been your data-driven daily tip. Thanks and have a great day. But I'm Paul Hickey, and this is your data-driven daily Q&A session. Question number one has to do with, what is the difference between Facebook boosted posts and Facebook ads? Now, this is a question that not everybody really knows the answer to, and I'm going to kind of break it down. There's a lot of similarities between the two. You can take a piece of content and you can put it in front of an exact custom audience that you can build within the Facebook ads platform for $1, $2, $3, $50, $100, and you can set a budget over a certain time period. And you can set an objective. You can say, I want users to click on a button that goes to my website, or I want users to like my post. I want users to try to comment on my post, or my new favorite one, submit a message through Facebook Messenger to me. That's a great one. That's a great way to drive some conversions, which is just easy. Allow someone to just send you a message on Facebook, send your business a message on Facebook instead of asking them to click through to a landing page and fill out a form. So the main difference, though, between the two is that a Facebook boosted post, you have to make that post public on your Facebook page. A Facebook ad is kind of like a dark post where basically it never goes live on your actual Facebook business page. It's just basically deployed to the audience that you want to have see it when you want them to see it. And the other main difference, other than the fact that it's not shown on your Facebook page, is that you can A/B test it. You can create multiple, you can rotate different pieces of content as the ad creative into the ad budget without having to run multiple ads. You can do all sorts of conversion objectives that aren't available within the boosted post, which means that you can use the Facebook algorithm to more further align with what your objective is versus a boosted post, which basically just allows you to put it out there and had a certain amount of days and such to for a user to see it. And so a Facebook ad, because of that functionality, lends itself to being more of a long-term marketing strategic piece that can be run over a month or a quarter or even a whole year, whereas a boosted post is really meant for usually like a 7 to maybe 30-day period of time.